Went there the other night, ate a whole mess of wings, and had a salad bar trip that was second to none. Don't get between me and a salad bar now.
That's
knock
actually
it
pretty healthy combination. You got the wings, well, the baked, but then
baked.
You do the...
Yeah, which is better than fries.
I'm a sucker for a big salad bar like that.
I love it.
I mean, just leave me alone.
I like okra, and I like my little pepperoncinis. Mm. I like... they got a homemade Italian, kind of a creamy Italian dressing that's very good. Ugh. Hey, the one thing, and I've talked to Curtis about this. I'm a blue cheese crumbles fan now. I gotta have my blue cheese crumbles.
Blue cream crumbles.
They only miss them, but I do smash it there. And don't forget tonight, two wings for a buck at Jim's Razorback Pizza, any of the three locations, Morgan Mile, Highway 10, or in Hot Springs. And again, if you need catering done for your local business, whether it's for your company and some of your fine employees like a Matty T, who deserves a nice hot sandwich, or if you're catering for a client who's done a great job for you this year and you want to show them a little appreciation, bingo bango. We'll hook them up at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Three locations. And again, don't forget the wing special tonight. One quick football note, and then I'll let Pat get to it on the hoops. Hogs did win this weekend in basketball, which is good. So did the women.
Good win. Good win.
Bad news for the football program. Brett Bielema has suspended two Razorback defensive players for the upcoming game against Texas. Senior corner Carroll Washington, junior safety Rohan Gaines, suspended for an undisclosed violation of team policy. It will end Washington's career. He played in all 12 games this year, 17 tackles, so not real impactful. And then Gaines, a junior, will be eligible for return in January if he handles his business. He's had 59 tackles this year, including a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown against Ole Miss. Arkansas will take on Texas, of course, on December 29th, but without the services of those two. Josh Liddell, the young man from Whitehall, will be stepping in at Gaines' safety spot as a starter. So,
oh, Rohan.
I hate when guys get in trouble before a bowl game, man. And I'm sure it was something minor, like he missed a workout, missed a lift, missed
but
a practice.
So fast. It's, I mean, so quickly. Come on. I mean, can you not walk the straight and narrow at least?
I hate it
maybe
for Gaines
for a couple of weeks
too, and I hate it for Washington being his last game. But I hate it more for Gaines, a guy who's a playmaker and certainly needed a springboard because it's going to be a fight at those safety spots next year. So we'll see. But anyway, not good news. Not good news.
They can still practice though, right? Did he?
I think he's suspended from all team activities if I read that correctly. So he'll be basically out until January. But
that's the worst part about it.
I'm sure he'll stay in the weight room. On the basketball court this weekend, Arkansas did get a victory at home, bounce back after two losses, one understandable, one less so. 69-55, a victory over Dayton, puts Arkansas at 7-2 on the season. Give it to me, Big Daddy.
Number one, the shakeup. If you notice, Coach A shook up the starting lineup.
I did not notice that, but you know I love Double Deuce.
You know that. He started Ja'Cory Williams, and he started Jabril Durham. Both of those guys responded.
Yes.
And that point guard position is something that we are going to need a strong guy at that position. Kai Madden has done it. He obviously ended the game against Clemson on the road on a down note, and I know he's probably beating himself up throughout the week. But I like that Coach Anderson said, I'm going to shake these things up because I want to see now, before we get into conference, what we're dealing with here. And Durham stepped up. He had a really good 3-for-3 from the three-point line. Nothing was forced, which I liked. He was under control the entire game.
Pat, you like the term stat sheet stuffer.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful the way you say that because otherwise you can get yourself in trouble. But in 20 minutes of play, Ja'Cory Williams, old Double Deuce, 3-of-7 from the floor. How about 6 points? How about 6 rebounds? How about 4 assists? How about 3 steals? How about stuff that in your sheet?
He did. He gave everything you wanted to see. And he's been doing it all year, and he's earned big minutes.
That we have been talking over and over again. That's what that position,
yeah.
That's the role of that position. You need to facilitate. You need to hustle. You need to give great energy in the rebounding department. And again, he led the team in assists. That's great. Shared the basketball. I love it. I love Ja'Cory Williams. He's my guy.
He's definitely improved. He's the kind of guy that's really improved every game. Like, we talk about how Bobby Portis seems to get better each time he touches the floor. Ja'Cory Williams has got his mind in the right place. Physically, he's talented, and he's long. He's got his mind in the right place, and he understands his role. All right, number two. Hands on balls, baby. Very impressed. Very impressed. The amount of deflections defensively. Guys getting out, touching balls, creating havoc. And in turn, creating easy buckets for the team. You saw tons of, I don't know how many different guys took charges, but it was a few of them. Baird took one. Harris took one. So you have guys that are active defensively, active hands, active feet. That has got to be a staple for this team. They cannot afford to have a game where they come out sluggish. And when you look at, and my next point, when you look at how many guys are there available to do something for you and contribute, you know, if you're one of those 13 guys on the team that suit up, I think 13 suit up, you better be ready. You cannot have a mental lapse or a lack of focus anytime during the game because there's somebody right there that's going to come get you. But I like how hands on balls, deflect. You know how I like that. Put that ball pressure on them, son. Nobody likes to be uncomfortable, especially with a handle in the ball. All right, number three. You had 13 guys that played. Good minutes for the young guys. And you want to talk about stat sheet stuffer? Moses Kingsley, 11 minutes, 2 for 3 from the field, 4 rebounds, 4 points, 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
He was active. He actually even led the break on one play. You like to see guys like him, and everyone is always asking, why doesn't he play more? And he will. He keeps having games like that, and he will play a lot more. So it was good. It was a great win coming off of a loss like that against Clemson. But that showed me one thing, that this week's a practice – Coach and the past week from Monday up until this game on Saturday, it must have been a great week of practice because those guys were ready to come out, and it really wasn't close from the beginning. Offense looked good. Movement looked good. Something we hadn't seen in a while.
True. A couple of bonus bits for me. Arkansas won on the glass, which is not necessarily something they have to do, but it sure is nice when they can. 34-25, they win the Battle of the Boards. The other thing is they outscored on the bench. Dayton's bench 26-11. Last but not least, Arkansas, the last couple of games, Pat, I'm noticing they are not forcing a lot of turnovers, and Arkansas forced 15 turnovers in this one. They had 16 of their own. They only had 9 steals, but they did have 6 blocks, which again, in many cases, results in a turnover and a positive for your team. But I thought
fast break opportunity.
But it wasn't necessarily the full court pressure, which is annoying and I think stresses and wears a team out.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get a lot of immediate turnovers from that, from what I saw. The better thing I saw from them was their half court defense, I thought was really good. So we talked about that. So look at this. They defend 40% is all they allowed from the floor. They only allowed 27.8% from the 3-point line. They even defended the free throw line well, 57%. And maybe that's a function of fatigue. But I loved what they did in the half court defense. I thought that was really a big key for them because they didn't force a lot of turnovers, full court pressure type of stuff, but they did kind of, like you said, stress Dayton and wear them out.
Is you know, they also had in that first half, Dayton had 10 turnovers, and it was one of those games where it was 40-23 at halftime. 40-23 at half. Dayton offensively is not very good offensively, but they are you could tell defensively that they're a pretty good team. They're a really well coached team. We knew that going in. The Hogs turned them over 10 times in the first half, established that, and then second half, things kind of slowed down a little bit.
Scoochie couldn't get no shots. No shots, Scooch. Sorry, Scooch. Sorry for you.
That's a good solid win, and you did what you had to do.
This weekend, it's all about North Little Rock. Arkansas taking on Southeast Missouri State in North Little Rock. So you can go over and watch that game on Saturday night, and then on Sunday, Arkansas part of the SEC Big 12 Women's Challenge. Arkansas and Oklahoma at 3 o'clock. That's an Oklahoma team, by the way, that lost yesterday at UALR. How are you? Texas A&M at 12:30. They may not let them play in football again, babe, but they're getting it on in basketball. Women's basketball, that is. So enjoy that. That's at 12:30, and I'm assuming tickets are still available, and I think we're going to have some tickets to give away this week or so, I'm told, by Mr. Flynn. By the way, again, Verizon's where it's all at, my friend, this week because Thursday night,
yeah,
Christmas karaoke presented by our friends at Colson Oil, among others, and celebrating our friends at Youth Home. It's all going on.
That's right.
Saturday night, or Thursday night.
Thursday night.
6 o'clock doors, 7 o'clock performances, all kinds of fun stuff. As the Pigskin mentioned in Bible class yesterday to some of the people there, C-list celebrities doing their best to entertain you for the night. And some stars, some actual legitimate stars.
Do we know
who's
going to be there?
We will be there. So that's all I care about. All right, a couple other things here. Well, let's take Jimbo's call. A couple other things and coming up. Dave Bartu. Who's he with again, Manny T?
College Football Matrix.
That's right. We're going to get it Matrix by the numbers. Mr. Matrix.
Do you know how accurate he is?
Very.
Good. Good answer.
Yeah,
good
boy.
Answer. He is very accurate in all his predictions.
Sup, Jimbo?
Got more game balls for North Little Rock.
Give it to me.
Duncombe is living up to his name. He was out of control in the jamming for jackets in the final. He had three dunks in about a two-minute span, and it was pretty amazing. And Kayvon Allen is one of the best players in the country.
Good. I'm so glad he's going to Florida. Yay.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a done deal yet.
Oh, okay. Who was the first guy you mentioned?
Duncombe.
Duncombe, he's 6 foot okay. 10. He couldn't catch a basketball to save his soul a year ago. And he is much improved. And they had an article on him in the paper saying that he was going to some small Eastern school. But Anderson may need to give that boy a look. He's gotten his legs now. He's coordinated. He's catching the ball. North Little Rock's working the offense around him. He's looking good.
Now, there's one thing we know, big guys develop mostly at later on. So this his best basketball is ahead of him for sure.
No doubt, but. I mean, he is a player. He really is. He held up well against Parkview. Parkview's a tough team.
I just got an email. They have the Holiday Classic this Saturday again at North Little Rock.
At the North Little Rock High School?
Yeah.
Must be because they get the Verizon busy.
Verizon. Holiday Classic, yeah.
They call it Small Tell.
Small Tell, yeah.
Small Tell. I get it. That's cute. They should call it Smallizen, although that's not really very catchy, is it?
No.
A bit clunky, admittedly. Hey, Jimbo, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Coming up, Dave Bartu from collegefootballmatrix.com. I did want to mention a couple other things. You may have heard Will Muschamp is getting an unprecedented amount of money to take over the defensive